Hey everybody, welcome to another deep dive. We like to dig in, get our hands dirty with some of the most interesting topics in the steel world.
Absolutely.
And today's no different. We're talking about something that every steel guru out there deals with on a daily basis, and that is steel leveling.
That's right.
We're taking a deep dive into this presentation from Delta Steel Technologies about their latest and greatest innovations.
Yeah.
And trust me, it goes way beyond the basics. We're getting into the nitty-gritty today.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So let's start with a simple question just to get us going. Why doesn't steel come out of the mill perfectly flat? You'd think it would be a pretty straightforward process.
Well, you'd think so, right? It seems like it should be simple, but to get that flawless mirror-like surface, it's a whole engineering battle, really.
Okay, so what are we battling here? What makes perfectly flat steel such a challenge?
We're up against it. We've got three main culprits.
Yeah.
I would say the thermal factors, the mechanical factors, and then, those metallurgical gremlins that are always popping up.
All right, break it down for me. Let's start with those thermal factors. What's going on there?
So think about how steel cools, right? It's not always uniform across a big giant slab or sheet or whatever is coming out of the mill. Those edges are going to cool faster than the core. And, when you have that uneven cooling, that's where those internal stresses start to build up. And that can make the steel warp or buckle, or just get wonky.
So like a cake that cracks when it cools too fast.
That's a perfect analogy. Yeah. Uneven cooling equals internal stress and, stress is no good for flatness.
Right. So we've got uneven cooling creating this tension. What about those mechanical factors you talked about?
Yeah, so this is where we're talking about the real heavy hitters in the rolling process. Those massive rolls that they use to flatten steel can actually deflect under all that pressure. And then over time, as those rolls wear down, you get subtle imperfections on the surface of the steel.
So even the tools themselves are working against us in a way.
Yeah, it's a constant battle. And then on top of that, you've got the tension in the hot strip as it's being coiled, right? The outer layers get stretched more than the inner layers, and that creates more, you guessed it, those unwanted waves and ripples.
Yeah, because you can't just coil up a sheet of red-hot steel without some serious tension involved, right?
Exactly. It all adds up.
Okay, so uneven cooling, roll deflection, and tension issues.
Mm-hmm.
What about that third factor? You mentioned the metallurgical one.
Right. So this is where the internal structure of the steel itself comes into play. Mm. As the steel cools, it goes through these phase transformations where the atoms rearrange themselves, and those transformations don't always happen uniformly throughout the material.
Uh-huh.
And then on top of that, the distribution of elements within the steel might not be perfectly undercented. Even so, you end up with variations in properties across the sheet.
So it's like we're battling on three fronts at once, the cooling, the forces, the actual properties of the steel itself.
It's a multifaceted challenge, absolutely.
And how do we fight back?
Well, that's where leveling comes in. Leveling is our secret weapon.
Okay, leveling. So what's the basic idea? How does that work?
It's all about using controlled deformation to counteract those imperfections we've been talking about. You're essentially bending, stretching, compressing the steel in very strategic ways to redistribute those internal stresses. Think of it like giving the steel a targeted massage to relax those tense spots.
So instead of forcing the steel into flatness, we're kind of working with its internal structure to achieve a more stable result.
Exactly. And by doing that, we're not only improving the flatness, but we're also enhancing the microstructure of the steel, making it stronger and more reliable.
So it's a win-win. But this whole idea of controlled deformation, it seems like we need to understand how steel responds to those forces, right?
Absolutely. And that's where the stress strain curve comes in. It's like the roadmap for understanding how steel behaves under pressure.
Okay. Stress strain curve. I'll admit that sounds a little intimidating.
No, it's not as bad as it sounds. Think of it like a graph. Right? A graph that plots stress, the force that you're applying to the steel against strain, which is basically how much the steel deforms under that force.
So the more stress you apply, the more it stretches or compresses.
Exactly. But it's the shape of that curve that's really important. It tells us how much stress the steel can handle before it starts to permanently deform, where its limits are.
So it's about understanding the limits of what we can do to the steel during this leveling process.
Exactly. It's all about finding that sweet spot where we can achieve the flatness we want without compromising the integrity of the steel.
So we know why leveling is important. We've got a basic idea of how the steel behaves under stress. What are the main methods for actually leveling the steel?
Well, Delta focuses on three main methods. You've got the stretch leveler, the temper mill, and then the real workhorse of the industry, the roller leveler.
Okay, let's start with the stretch leveler. What's that all about?
Imagine you're grabbing that sheet of steel and just pulling it like a giant rubber band. That's essentially what a stretch leveler does. It uses massive hydraulic force to stretch the steel beyond its yield point, eliminating those internal stresses and getting us to that memory-free condition we talked about.
So kind of a brute force approach, but effective.
Very effective for thick materials or those with a lot of internal stress.
Right. What about the temper mill? How does that one work?
The temper mill is a little more refined. It uses large rollers to slightly compress the steel, causing it to elongate and flatten. But here's the cool thing about the temper mill. Not only does it improve flatness, but it also helps to neutralize those internal stresses, and it enhances the surface finish. It's a triple threat.
Wow. That's impressive. Kind of an all-in-one solution. And lastly, the roller leveler. I have a feeling this one's the most common method, right?
You're absolutely right. The roller leveler is the workhorse of the industry. It uses a series of rollers arranged in a specific configuration to bend the steel up and down as it passes through, creating alternating stress patterns that gradually flatten and smooth the material.
So more of a gradual process compared to that one big pull of the stretch leveler.
Exactly. And because it's so versatile, the roller leveler is used for a wide range of steel grades and thicknesses.
It sounds like there's a lot more to explore with the roller leveler, but before we get into that, I think there's one more concept we need to understand, this idea of a neutral axis.
Ah, yes. The neutral axis, a crucial piece of the puzzle when it comes to understanding how roller leveling really works. It's magic. It's all about where those hidden stresses are lurking within the steel.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this neutral axis.
Think about a piece of steel being bent. The outer fibers are being stretched, the inner fibers are being compressed, but right in the middle, there's a zone that's relatively unaffected. That's the neutral axis.
So it's like the eye of the storm, the steel zen zone or something.
Exactly. But here's the catch. That neutral axis is also where a lot of those residual stresses like to hide out, you know, shielded from those bending forces. And our goal in leveling is to shrink that neutral axis as much as possible, squeeze out those stresses, and achieve true flatness.
So we're not just flattening the steel, we're actually manipulating its internal structure to eliminate those hidden stresses.
Precisely by reducing the neutral axis, we're essentially erasing the steel's memory of those imperfections, and that leads to a flatter, more stable, more reliable product.
I'm starting to see the bigger picture here, but how does the roller leveler actually go about shrinking that neutral axis? I'm picturing the sheet of steel going through these rollers, bending up and down. How does that actually squeeze out the stresses?
That's where things get really interesting. We need to take a closer look at the roller leveler setup. Understand the intricate dance of forces that happens as the steel journeys through those rollers.
All right, I'm ready to dive into those details, but I think we'll save that journey for the next part of our deep dive. We'll be back in just a moment to explore the fascinating world of roller leveling in more detail.
Welcome back. All right, so let's get right back into it. We're talking about the roller leveler and how it tackles that neutral axis.
Yeah, we left off with this image of the neutral axis as like the steel's, you know, stress sanctuary. Yeah. And I want to see how the roller leveler actually goes about shrinking that zone.
Okay, so picture this. You've got a sheet of steel entering a seven roll leveler, the first bend. It's the most dramatic one. That's where the real action starts. That's what sets the stage for the whole leveling process.
Okay, so it's making a statement right out of the gate.
Exactly. It's saying, hey, we're here to flatten things out.
Yeah.
Now, the outer fibers of the steel, they get stretched, they get compressed. That's a major shape change. But then as the steel keeps moving through the leveler, the bends, they get less intense.
Why is that? Wouldn't you want more aggressive bending, you know, throughout the whole thing to really get it flat?
It's not about brute force. It's about finesse. You know, each bend is calculated to release those stresses gradually. It's like kneading dough. You don't just smash it all at once. You got to work it gently. Got to be methodical.
So it's controlling the release of the stress, not just bending it back and forth willy-nilly.
Exactly. And with each bend, that neutral axis shrinks a little bit more. Those stresses get pushed closer to the surface, and the steel gets closer and closer to that perfect flatness.
The presentation mentioned something called stack-up elongation. What is that exactly?
Yeah. So basically each bend adds a tiny bit of extra length to the steel. You know, individually it's minuscule, but when you add it all up across the whole process, you get this noticeable change in the overall length.
So even though each bend is a small step, it's that cumulative effect that really makes the difference.
Exactly. It's the stacking up of that elongation that gives the roller leveler its power.
It's the power of many small, precise adjustments working together.
Now, what's really cool is that we can actually visualize this whole process. You know, we can see how the forces change at each bend, how the neutral axis shrinks, how the steel transforms from this, you know, wonky thing into a flat, stable product.
Yeah, I can picture those charts and diagrams from the presentation, showing those forces in action and that neutral axis gradually fading away.
It's mesmerizing, but it's even more exciting that we can control this process. We can adjust different variables to optimize the leveling for different types of steel and achieve specific results.
All right, let's talk about those variables. What kind of things can we actually adjust?
One of the big ones is deformation percentage. That's how much we're bending the steel during each pass through the rollers.
So more deformation, smaller neutral axis, flatter steel.
You got it. The presentation shows a comparison between a 40% deformation and 80% deformation, and the difference in the size of the neutral zone is pretty dramatic.
I bet. So with 80%, you're really working those internal stresses, but I'm guessing there's a limit to how much you can deform the steel before you start causing problems?
Of course, too much deformation and you can weaken the steel. You can even cause it to crack.
So it's about finding that sweet spot, enough to get the flatness, but not so much that you damage the steel.
Exactly. And that sweet spot, it depends on the type of steel, the thickness, what you want the final product to be. Like, it's a whole science.
It sounds like there's a real art to it, you know, getting those settings just right.
It takes experience and a deep understanding of the process, that's for sure.
Okay, so deformation percentage is one variable. What else do we need to consider?
The number of rolls in the leveler that plays a role too. The presentation compares a 7-roll leveler to an 11-roll leveler, both operating at the same deformation percentage, and the 11-roll leveler produces a smaller neutral zone.
Interesting. So more rolls, more refined leveling.
Exactly. You're distributing the deformation more evenly across the steel surface. It's like having more fingers, you know, working out those kinks and stresses.
It's like giving the steel a more thorough massage.
I like that analogy. And then, of course, you have to think about the yield strength of the steel itself.
Right, because different grades have different strengths. They're going to respond differently to the same amount of force.
Exactly. Higher strength steels, they need more oomph to get the same level of deformation. It's like bending a thick bar versus a thin wire, you know?
So if you're working with high strength steels, you've got to crank up those settings.
You might need to use a higher deformation percentage or a leveler with more rolls, maybe even a different leveling method altogether. It all depends.
It's fascinating to see how all these variables interact and how much, you know, goes into getting the best results. But I have a feeling we're about to dive into some of the challenges of this whole leveling thing.
You read my mind. Even though roller levelers are great, they do have some limitations, things that can affect quality and efficiency.
Okay, let's talk about those challenges. What are we up against?
One of the big ones is the lack of dynamic speed and torque control. You know, traditional levelers, they run all the rolls at the same speed no matter what.
So it's a one-size-fits-all approach, even though different steels need different things.
Exactly. And that leads to inconsistent results. You might get good flatness on some parts, but then others have residual stresses or even warping.
So it's hard to get that perfect consistency every time.
And then you've got the lack of tension control between the rolls that can cause uneven leveling and even slippage.
Slippage, that doesn't sound good.
It's a headache, it disrupts the leveling process, and it increases wear and tear on the equipment, which means more downtime for maintenance.
So we're talking inconsistent results, reduced efficiency, and increased costs. Not a good combination.
Nope. And then there's the issue of independent servicing. You know, traditional levelers are designed as one big unit, so if one part fails, the whole thing can go down.
It's like a domino effect. One problem leads to another.
Exactly. So even though roller levelers have been around for a long time, it's clear that there's room for improvement.
All right, so we've got the challenges laid out, but I'm ready to hear about the solutions. That's where Delta comes in, right?
Yeah.
What are they doing to take steel leveling to the next level?
That's where things get exciting. Delta has developed something called the Independent Drive System, and it's revolutionizing the way we think about roller leveling.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me about this Independent Drive System. What makes it so special?
It's all about independence. You know, instead of having all the rolls driven by one motor, each roll in Delta's system has its own individual drive. So you have ultimate control over speed and torque.
So it's like having a team of, you know, highly skilled dancers. Each one can adjust their movements in real time.
That's a great analogy. And that level of control, it translates into some pretty amazing advantages. But we'll dive into those details when we come back for the final part of our deep dive.
We're back for the grand finale of our steel leveling deep dive. Last time we were hanging on the edge of our seats talking about Delta's independent drive system.
It's a game changer.
I'm ready to hear how it's revolutionizing things.
All right, so basically this system is all about precision and control. It gives you the ability to really fine-tune that leveling process like never before.
Okay, give me the specifics. What are the advantages of having independent drives for each role?
Okay, imagine this. With a traditional leveler, all the roles are moving at the same speed, same force, you know, no matter what. But with the independent drives, each role can adapt in real time. It can respond to how that steel is actually behaving.
So it's like each role has its own little brain. It can make adjustments on the fly.
Exactly. And that means you can optimize material penetration, get better flatness with less force overall, and minimize those residual stresses that we talked about.
So better results, less wear and tear on the equipment.
Exactly. It's a win-win, but it doesn't stop there. Remember those issues with tension control and slippage?
Yeah.
This system takes care of those too.
How so?
By controlling the speed and torque of each roll individually, you can maintain just the right amount of tension across the entire strip, no more slippage, less wear on the cassettes, and better surface quality.
Okay, so better flatness, longer cassette, life, smoother surface finish. This is sounding pretty good.
It's the ultimate upgrade, but there's one more advantage that's really important, especially if you're dealing with downtime and maintenance headaches.
Let me guess, independent servicing.
You got it, because each role has its own drive. You can service or replace individual component without shutting down the whole system. It's like a modular design, so much easier to maintain.
That's huge for any operation. You know, keeping those lines running is everything.
Absolutely. It's all about maximizing uptime. So, you know, I can talk about the theory all day, but I know you want to see the results, right?
You know me too well.
Yeah.
Does this actually work in the real world?
Oh, yeah. The presentation highlights a case study where Delta's system doubled cassette life for a steelmaker. Think about the cost savings with that.
Doubled the cassette life.
Wow.
Wow, that's incredible. And that's just one example.
Right. And they also break down the cost comparison between the traditional levelers and the ones with the independent drive system. The difference is huge.
Right. I'm hooked. What are the main cost savings we're talking about?
So with the traditional levelers, you have that one big distribution box that powers everything. If that thing goes down, you're in trouble. Big downtime, expensive repairs, long lead times for parts. But with Delta's system, each role has its own smaller components. So if one drive needs to be fixed, it doesn't take the whole machine down.
So it's more robust and resilient and cheaper to maintain.
Exactly. Plus, you've got to factor in the improved quality, the efficiency, the longer lifespan of the equipment. It all adds up to a pretty compelling ROI.
It's amazing how technology is changing even the most, you know, established processes in the steel industry.
Yeah, it's a whole new world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to bring it back to our listeners. You know, what are the key takeaways here? How should they be thinking about leveling after hearing all this?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that leveling isn't just a step in the process. It's a crucial factor that affects everything about the final product and how efficiently you can produce it.
It's not just about brute force anymore. It's about precision. It's about understanding how the steel behaves.
Exactly. And for anyone out there working with steel, it's important to stay on top of these advancements and, you know, see how they can benefit your operation.
So to wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with a few questions to think about first. How does all this change your perspective on leveling? Does it spark any new ideas?
Maybe it highlights areas where you can improve things or try something different.
And finally, what can you do right now to optimize your leveling and take advantage of these new technologies?
Don't be afraid to explore. Keep asking questions. Keep pushing the boundaries.
Well said. Thanks for joining us, everyone. That's a wrap on this deep dive into steel leveling.